FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
8 more spaza shops have been shut down, this time in northwestern KZN. Officials say they were found to be in violation of health and business regulations. Police and municipal officials from Alfred Duma Local Municipality and Otugela District conducted inspections in the Indaka area. Alfred Duma Municipality Zamas BC says the conditions of those tuck shops were appalling.
In some of the shops, you find that they are sleeping inside, selling and doing everything inside, which is unacceptable. We also find about 7 undocumented foreign nationals. Some foreign nationals ran away, which tells us that there is a lot of undocumented foreign nationals.
The Border Management Authority says it's closely monitoring renewed demonstrations in Mozambique. This comes after opposition leader Venancio Mondlane urged supporters to protest for 3 days over last month's disputed presidential election. Protests have disrupted roads and public transport in Maputo. BMA Deputy Commissioner Memme Mahotsi says there's heightened vigilance near the border as tensions rise in the region.
The ongoing demonstrations has led to the partial closure of the road, affecting movement of trucks. Despite the deployment of the Mozambican Defense Force and police to the area, the road remains inaccessible for trucks.
The family of freedom fighter Bafana Duma says they are delighted that their grandfather will be reburied at home in KZN. Duma's remains were repatriated 2 months ago, along with those of 41 others who died in exile in Zambia and Zimbabwe. The ANC is preparing for a homecoming for some of them, including Duma. Their remains will be handed over to the families for reburial. Duma's granddaughter, Zihle, says they will finally have closure.
As a family, we are just not sure what to expect, because I think it's the first time for us to experience such a big thing. But we are very happy and excited, and we are happy that we are going to learn even further about him. We funeral, because we've been meeting people who knew him from the struggle.
And Australian lawmakers have passed landmark rules to ban under-16s from social media. They face social media firms will soon be expected to take what they say are reasonable steps to prevent young people from having accounts on sites like Facebook, Instagram and X. And they face fines of nearly 600 billion rand if they fail to comply. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has championed the new rules and rallied Aussie parents to get behind it. In the run-up to the vote, he described social media as a platform for peer pressure, a driver of anxiety, a vehicle for scammers and a tool for online predators. He said he wanted young Australians off their phones and onto the football and cricket field, tennis and netball courts, and in the swimming pool. The top story this hour: 8 more spaza shops have been shut down, this time in northwestern KZN. More news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas are back at the crease after crushing Sri Lanka 42 all out on day 2 in the first innings. The Hollybet Sharks named their squad ahead of the Coastal Derby against the DHL Stormers. And Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou has joked about him struggling to get grips with the new European format.